And the next session will be by Damien about SDK with Zen. So enjoy the session.
My name is Damien. I'm working at Vatless and doing a PhD in the French University of Telecom Story. And I'm interested in virtualization, purchasing software. We are based in Grenoble. So Vatless is one most part of the company behind the project XPN, so full open source storage virtualization platform based on Zen. And we want to do better with what we have because of some problem that we approach. So my focus is on the storage virtualization part of the hypervisor. And we currently have a very problematic approach to the storage platform. So if you can see on the lab that we have bare metal NVMe storage, and when we had the virtualization stack from inside of VM, we lost 300% of the power of the NVMe storage. What we want to do is to keep the storage with the security given by the Zen parallelizer, given the storage stack. So we want to have less impact as possible in the user So we want to minimally impact the user, so we don't want them to have to utilize things too much in the virtual machine or to have to have too much driver. So what I'm proposing is to use first I have to introduce the problem in Zen. Zen is a type 1 parallelizer, meaning it's the software that run first in the on the hardware. And to be able to use driver storage platform and network, we have to use the DOM0, which is a special virtual machine, Linux, that is running second. So then it's initializing the CPU, then running a virtual machine. This is given then control on the storage platform and the network. So this VM is very important, because it has the responsibility of sharing network and storage for other VMs. So what our problem is I'm focusing on NVMe. Well, it's SDK is focusing on NVMe. And we want to focus on the NVMe part. So NVMe is a new storage protocol. It's been around for a few years. It's everywhere now. So that is giving us a lot better performances than SATA. So I have to introduce something of a concept. So we have our DOM0 virtual machines that is going to share the storage for other virtual machine. And to do that, we have what we call a split driver. So we have a specialized protocol called BFF in the Zen case that is used to transmit block storage requests from the VM to our backend running in DOM0. So most of the time it's the Zen BFF driver that is presenting itself as a block driver in the SDK virtual machine. So it's already in place since a long time, so it's and it's obviously in Linux, so it's not something that we need to drive ourselves. And the backend, currently in the XP engine, backend is Tatis, that is a user space program that takes multiple requests and use EVA.io to transfer them to the DOM0 block area. In Zen, we have a special interface to share memory between VM that is used in the archive protocol to share block requests from DOM virtual machines to our DOM0. This interface is mediated by the improviser. So then, in your case, we have the virtual machine that we usually count on you with the Zen project. Explicitly telling the improviser that one piece of memory will be granted access to by to DOM 0, in your case, but it's in the virtual machine. And the DOM 0 needs to ask the improviser to map its this memory into its own memory to be able to access. So I have already replaced start disk in our implementation because we want to use SDK in place of start disk to be able to directly take the archive request and transmit it to IBM devices. So talking about more about SDK, SDK is the storage performance development kit. It was originally created by Intel, but it's used by companies like Nutanix. It's essentially a driver for the NVMe devices running on the user space, in our case in DOM 0. When it's used in Linux, it can be run on the host. So it's a part of the same project as GPDK, but it's separated with the algorithm.
And GKDL2?
Yeah, there's a problem with the wire. It's rewired.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
So here we have the current state.
Virtual image disk storage solution or existing. So we have two times the block layer that need to be traversed for one request. It's one of the costs that is adding to the difference we have with bare metal. So our proposal is to use SPDK to directly transmit BLKF request from a virtual machine to a storage platform, a storage device, and to reduce the cost by bypassing the kernel in the DOM 0. It's completely transparent for the virtual machine because we reuse a lot of the infrastructure already present. So to take a BLKF request, it's a simple part structure in a shared memory in a ring. It's not very much different from Virtio in this aspect. And we have a multiple request type, so read, write, or discard, everything. I'm going to focus on read, write because it's the minimum we need to put on to be able to take requests. And we just have to use to transfer them to what's SPDK. To SPDK interface. So SPDK needs to use a special memory to be able to transmit it to the device. So we need to use the SPDK allocator, memory allocator, to be able to have a buffer that will be used to go to from the device. So we need to have the data copied from the virtual machine to our DOM 0. Then we can transfer it to the disk. So it's pretty simple. We allocate memory. We copy the data using the Grants table interface into our memory. Then we just write it on the disk. SPDK will call a callback that we've given it when it is finished. And then we can do the same in reverse for the read requests. So it's working great for now. So as you can see, the read requests, the first and the second column, are not very great. It's because the implementation is not finished. And in this case, I'm doing more grunt calls to the improvisers than on the write request. So it's a big cost of our implementation. But for now, it's done, and I'll look into improving it. But we are doing better than TabDisk. That is on the right side. The blue column is TabDisk, the current status. And our implementation is the red on the left. So same for block size and throughput. So we are able to improve the performance of our storage stack in a transparent manner for VM, because they can use a normal VMs at boot today on the TabDisk in the current infrastructure of the storage, and still make it work. The problem, we have to use NVMe dedicated to the SPDK platform, but NVMe is pretty much everywhere nowadays, even in data centers, especially in data centers. We are still capable of using the security of the GAN table, because we keep the state of where the VM only share data that it want to be written on the disk with the backend in SPDK. And then it's still doing the mediator for this. What we want to do is, of course, having the read request being better than the write than the tab disk, which, since we are in some case, example here, at the same level without this optimization, I'm not very worried about that, but it's still needed. We want to be able to not have copy data from a VM into DOM 0, then having it being handled by the NVMe, and use directly the guest memory as a source and destination for the email request from the NVMe drive. And we want to take a look at the GRAN table interface to see if it can be improved for modern days computing. So I'm finished. Like I said, thank you.
I know from operating OpenStack Cloud that DPDK is very hard to install and implement. How hard is it to implement SPDK? As first question, and very quickly, is your work somehow can be applied to a KVM virtualization tool?
So the question is if SPDK is hard to use like DPDK, and if it can be used in the KVM infrastructure. So it has already been used in the KVM infrastructure to be it as a storage platform for virtual guests. It's just that our case is special because of the different architecture between KVM and Xen. So it's already done by the SPDK community in several ways. I would say that the SPDK is not very hard to install. In our case, it would be given with the hypervisor and the install of XCPNG. But it's not very hard to install. We just have to have a special configuration for our DOM 0, because the SPDK is relying on a super page, so of 2 mega huge page, to be able to do the email requests. And so we have to have this support, and it's not doable. It's not available in the basic configuration of DOM 0. Yes?
Does your implementation survive the crash of the SPDK process on the host?
Well, the question is if the application is surviving the crash of the SPDK process. So the virtual machine would be able to survive SPDK not being available. We would lose the disk in the virtual machine. It would be... It would hang in the virtual machine for the disk, but the virtual machine would still be able to run without problem. So.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.